Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by Tony Henrietta, who is an event organizer with the first Hank and Blank Car and Bike Show, which is coming up on October 5th. Tony, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Before we get into the particulars of the event, can you tell me a little bit about the background of the Hank and Blank Car and Bike Show? I understand you have a very close tie to Hank and Blank themselves.
Absolutely. So Hank and Blank are some nicknames that my father and uncle had. They both passed away about a year ago. My father was a Vietnam vet, so the proceeds for this event are going to the Land of Lincoln Honor Flight. Felt like that was the best charitable organization to give these funds to, simply because my dad fought in Vietnam. And there's a lot of other people that have as well. They both were car nuts, loved anything with a motor and wheels, so it just seemed fitting to put all this together.
And you said the Honor Flight is something they didn't have a chance to go on, but they would have liked to have gone on.
So. Yeah, my father was, again, a very proud veteran and had kind of talked about it, but obviously his passing just prevented that from happening. It happened a little sooner than we all thought, so this is a way to kind of, again, make his memory live on and give some money to this organization.
So the first Hank and Blank Bike Show, you said you're hoping it's going to become an annual thing, but the first one is on Saturday, October 5th. What are some of the particulars behind the actual car and bike show itself? Like, you have how many classes or whatnot?
So there are 18 classes, and then we're going to hand out some special awards. My mother and my aunt, so the widows of my father and uncle, are going to hand out a best of show trophy. All of the grandkids and kids are going to hand out a Kids' Choice Award. And then there are some other special awards for other people that have come and went in my past. Best Paint Award in memory of Larry Helton. A Best Pre-1957 Hot Rod in honor of Kevin Kears. A Best Motorcycle Award in honor of Bill and Ellen Niehaus. And a Mayor's Choice Award. So there will be judged classes, but those trophies are going to be special presentations just handpicked by that certain panel of judges.
Sure. I guess the mayor gets his choice too.
Absolutely.
You said it's going on at Niehaus Cycle Sales. Is that who's hosting it?
Yes, absolutely. So central location, right kind of between Springfield and St. Louis, right off Interstate 55, four stoplights hang a left. And Gene Habenstreit, that owns Victory Lane, has also been generous enough to empty his lot. The city is going to close Route 66 down, so we're going to have all the space that we'll need, hopefully, for all the vehicles and bikes that show up. So come on down.
Talking with Tony Henrietta, who's the event organizer of the first Hank and Blank Car and Bike Show, what they hope becomes the first annual Hank and Blank Car and Bike Show. You're going to have food available as well, and refreshments for those who are going to get hungry, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. You can't have cars and not have food, so right. We have two food trucks that are going to be there, and then the Litchfield FFA is going to be there selling pork chops and pork patties. We'll have refreshments for sale as well. The kids wanted to sell some bottled water, so that will be available for sale as well. So there'll be plenty of food options and drink options on site.
I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but even if we did, let's go ahead and mention it again. What time does this event start and go until?
Yep, so registration opens at 8 a.m. Judging is going to be starting at noon, and then trophy presentations at 3 p.m. We've got the Montgomery County Royalty, the Miss, Little Miss, and Junior Miss that are going to be handing out trophies as well. So it'll be an all-day affair.
And it looks like you've got music provided as well.
Yes, so B&B Strings is going to be performing. Not sure, we haven't hammered out exactly when they're on board. I just don't know what time they're going to fire up. It's going to be, I'm assuming, somewhere between registration opening and judging, so that we can use the PA system for, we're going to be announcing door prizes, 50-50 drawings, stuff like that. So they will be performing, and we may break that up before judging and after judging, but there will be some live music, yes.
Sure. Do you anticipate mostly classic cars or a lot of modern cars or a good mix of both?
Boy, I hope for everything. Okay. I hope just run what you brung, whatever there, if it's a classic, if it's a new, modern, anything. My father and uncle both had a wide variety of different vehicles from different eras and stuff, so I'd like to see everything represented, and bikes as well, whether it's an old Japanese motorcycle, old Harley-Davidson, new Harley-Davidson, Anything, everything in between. Bring it all.
A few Indians out there.
Absolutely, yes.
Sounds good. We're speaking with Tony Henrietta, who's the event organizer of the first annual Hank and Blank Car and Bike Show. It's going on Saturday, October 5th at Niehaus Cycle Sales in Litchfield, as well as, I guess we could say, Victory Lane Ford's parking lot as well, because they've opened theirs up as well. All proceeds from the event will go to the Land of Lincoln Honor Flight, and there is a cost to enter.
Yes, $15 will get you registered. That includes a t-shirt and an event sticker. So it's a smoking deal if you want to put your car in. And then, again, like I said, we'll have door prizes and some other special treats for the entrance as well.
Sounds good. If somebody would like more information about this event, how would they find that out?
Facebook is our biggest advertising tool, but they can also get a hold of me directly. My phone number is 217-971-8400, and they can call, text anytime. I'll answer any questions they have. Or, again, go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/HankandBlank with the ampersand between Hank and Blank.
Tony Henrietta, was there anything else you wanted to mention about this event that we hadn't touched on?
Great cause, anticipating beautiful weather, nothing but.
Absolutely.
So bring your vehicles, bring your family, and let's help raise some money for the Land of Lincoln Honor Flight.
Absolutely, sounds good. Well, Tony, thanks again for coming in today, and good luck with this event and everything else moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.